Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Mills, halfway through the week. Hope you're all right. Loads of texts coming in saying, show us your knickers. Thanks for that. Is that because of Chris Moyles, or is that Diana Vickers texting in on multiple mobile phones, do you think? If so, she has got hundreds. All right, Becky.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Some people on Twitter concerned that you've been fired yesterday after leaving to go and see Hot Tub Time Machine during showtime.
You said it was okay for me to go. It was research.
Yeah, and thanks for the review as well. Really, really good.
I said I left it on your phone.
Yeah, we played it yesterday. Have you not heard what you left yet?
There was.
Okay, good.
I thought it was quite good.
All right, we were none the wiser. I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, no, it's the blooming hamburger.
Did you use the hamburger phone?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what have we learned from this
before? My dad is always moaning about that.
What did your dad say about it?
That it's rubbish and it breaks up all the time.
That's right. Congratulations. If you don't know what the hamburger phone is, this is a phone that I also had for a while, but decided to discard. Not the same one. Because it doesn't work properly. You can't hear. But I did have a hamburger as a phone for a while. You still get yours at the moment in your house. Maybe get rid. And could you maybe put Diana Vickers' knickers down now? We talked about these yesterday. She sent in some knickers. First ones, hot off the loom, of her new knicker range. What do you think?
I'm not entirely convinced that they're actual DV knickers.
No, we weren't really. Someone said that she actually had spent... She'd been up all night stitching them herself.
Well, there's no label in there. There's no size. No initials on the front. Nothing. No.
And they're still here from this morning. I know that Tina, off of Newsbeat, from Chris's show, wore them on her head earlier, which is nice.
I'm slightly worried because the hygiene strip's been taken off, so...
Oh.
That's
yeah,
never
maybe,
good.
Maybe leave them... Just put them down the back of the sofa down there. No one will ever find them.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
At this point, I just need to say hello to my dad, who is listening to me on Radio 1 at the moment. I know you think to yourself, well, actually, Scott, you're on Radio 1 every day. Yes, I am, but he doesn't normally listen. He's a very busy man. But today, I used to be on Hospital Radio in Southampton, and today I'm on Hospital Radio again in Southampton because my dad is listening to me in hospital in Southampton at the General Hospital. And to make it feel more like I'm actually on Hospital Radio, here's kind of the sort of thing that they would normally play.
Moon River, wider than a mile.
A bit of Frank Sinatra for the old dears.
I'm crossing you in style someday.
Can you do me a jingle? Scott Mills on Hospital Radio. Go.
Old
over this music?
Yep.
Scott Mills on Hospital Radio.
Thank you.
You heartbreaker.
I loved your one that you did for Hugh at the weekend.
He did Hospital Radio Hour on his show at the weekend.
Hi, I'm Scott Mills, and whenever I'm in hospital having one of my procedures, I listen to Hugh Stevens.
That's right. Anyway, my poor dad's had quite a big knee operation today. You know how you like to think of my dad as quite fit and active?
How big is his knee? Oh, a big operation on his knee.
Took
I was
a
like,
few hours.
He'd had a different operation because he had a massive
huge
one.
Knee. You know how you like to think of my dad as quite fit?
Mm.
Well, his knee's been giving up for a while now, but now they put him back together again.
Oh, when's he back in action?
Oh, about 2 months. Won't be able to drive for a while, but when he does, he'll be cycling and playing tennis and all the things that he used to do back in the day again. So, hi, Dad. He's just come round. He's a bit, like, drowsy right now.
This is the last thing he wants to hear.
He probably doesn't even know who I am. But hi, if you're listening.
My huckle.
I know you were listening.
Friend.
This is your son speaking. Hello. Now, here's the thing. I really want to go and see my poor dad, okay?
Mm.
So I'm thinking that I'm going to go down to Southampton tonight from London and go see him tomorrow morning and then come back to Radio 1 for the show tomorrow afternoon.
That's nice.
Yes, there's one problem. Visiting times are between 3 and 8 in the afternoon only.
Oh, I hate it when hospitals... You've got to be a kid in hospital to get visitors all the time, haven't you?
So, I could do one of two things. I could put out an urgent plea now to the people of Southampton General Hospital. Can I go and see my dad tomorrow morning so I can be back for this show? Or two, am I going to have to do what I really don't want to do and have to carry out the procedure they do in films where I drag a porter into a spare kind of like room and then miraculously come out then come out with their clothes on.
Oh. I don't know about your hospital visits until now.
You know that thing where like you see him being dragged off, normally they hit him over the head, I won't go that far, and then next thing you know they're walking out like maybe just like pulling their collar up a bit and you're wearing the porter's outfit. I don't want to have to resort to that, Southampton General Hospital, so please let me go and see my dad tomorrow, please.
Why didn't you just ask for the afternoon off?
I think that's unnecessary. My huckleberry friend, Moon. You won't know who I am tomorrow either, it's fine.
It's only your dad after all.
It is my dad. So hi, Dad. And
me. I wonder how many people he's going to have trying to visit him now under the name of Scott Mills.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, sorry if this has caused some kind of uproar in the ward. Don't make me drag the porter off Southampton during the hospital. Good morning. Podcast. Okay, that's not really the response I was expecting. I'm a porter at Southampton General Hospital. You can drag me off any time you want. Okay, that was TV Rock and In the Air, Axwell Mix.
Oh, we must
don't normally get that on hospital radio, but you do now.
We must have some kind of outfit. I think I've got a nurse's outfit upstairs you can borrow in the dressing up box.
Scott Mills here on hospital radio, just for my dad. He's in hospital at the moment. He's had quite a major knee op, and I need to go and see him. But the trouble is, visiting doesn't start until tomorrow at 3 p.m. My show is at 4 p.m, at least 2 hours away. If there's only one thing for it, I am going to have to go in uniform. In disguise to go and see him. You say you've got a nurse's outfit?
I think so, yeah. The short blue one.
No, I'm not wearing a bum skimmer for no one.
Not even for your dad?
No, really not for my dad.
I think he'd think the anaesthetic was still going if he turned up tomorrow.
Woo!
Scott, you really shouldn't have.
What could I wear? Is it a bit like impersonating a policeman wearing a uniform into a hospital? Like,
no, just say it. You know when you turn up to places and you look like, I sometimes wear like a black skirt and a white top and I look like a waitress in some places where you turn up. You could just say that it was a coincidence you turned up in some kind of hospital outfit. You weren't trying to impersonate anyone, it just happened to be wearing the blue outfit that they wear.
Thanks to the paramedic who just texted in offering to lend their clothes to me. I don't think that's necessary. You'll probably lose your job also. Frank Sinatra there.
This is just making me want to watch Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Why not do the show from the hospital tomorrow, says Matt. No.
Why not? That would be amazing.
No, no.
We could do a simulcast.
No.
Like on the hospital station and on this station at the same time.
Anyway, I'll have a think about it. Any ideas of how you think I could sneak into the hospital if they're not going to allow me to get in, then send me a text.
Why don't you just ask them?
I could also do that, but it's confrontation.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you may have heard this if you are a regular listener. Becky is trying to get the word koality into the actual dictionary to make it a proper word. This is after we made a call a while ago where Becky was trying to get as many rubbish Australian puns into the conversation as she could. Trying to book a hotel, weren't you?
I think I did quite well, but koality rooms was one of my favourites.
Yeah, I'm looking for a koality room. Now, Rafa Benitez has been saying it for a while now.
We were looking for a player with this quality, with this skills. So,
lots of times.
I think there are three or four countries that they have the power and the quality, so England is one of these.
See, he's representing quality.
Capello is doing a very good job, fantastic job. So he's trying to keep the balance between the players that he has with quality in the middle.
One that doesn't speak is a massive Liverpool fan, and for ages he thought it was like some kind of secret drink that he didn't know about. Koality. But it's not.
He's like the main ambassador of our campaign, isn't he, Rafa?
Well, he is, but
he doesn't know it. He hasn't signed anything, but he just likes to go with the cause.
Yeah. There have been more more incidences of koalas happening all over the place.
We only need 10,000 written or spoken references, don't we? So we've got five from...
I thought it was 10.
Rafa? No, it's quite a few. So we've got five already from Benitez, and then how many more have you got now?
Two.
Oh. Well, that's better than nothing. We're going to get there soon.
But if you spot koality anywhere, this is our a campaign to get it in the Oxford English Dictionary. Rafa's on board. And also, American Dad, that quite good TV show, they are also on board with the koality.
And when you're ready to be mine, you'll be ready for koality.
Thanks to all our listeners who watch American Dad and have spotted the koality there.
And Rob sent this one in off GMTV.
Rachel, you're up against a koality side here.
Yes.
We won't go into everything that Arsenal have won. How are you feeling?
Brilliant.
Yes.
So we've got American Dad on board and GMTV and Rafa Benitez, but we need about
9,000
something more.
92 or something?
Yeah, I thought it was 10. We actually need 10,000 examples. So,
this might run and run.
It could run for a while, but we're going to get there, people. It's been on American Dad. It's been on GMTV.
Rachel, you're up against a quality side here.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Dan is starting up a quality Facebook campaign. Yeah, because they always work. Sometimes they do. Facebook it! Says Lena in Plymouth. Tom in Cardiff just used it in his essay. Does that count?
Does that count?
Well, it's written. Yeah.
It's written. Obviously, we'll need to get a copy of it. If it gets mentioned on this show, does that count as one of the 10,000 that we need to get it into the Oxford English Dictionary? We're trying to get koality, the word, into the dictionary to make it a proper word.
We need to agree on a spelling. It's like the animal.
Yeah.
And then
T.
Nitty at the end. Koala.
T-T-Y.
Yeah, that'll do, yeah.
Koala.
Not just quality with an extra L, because that's not going to count.
Jen says, if everyone records themselves saying koality and sends it in, would that count? Yeah, that'll take a while to shift through. But, you know, whatever you want. What about if people just rung on your show and 10,000 people said the word koality? Yeah, we have to play music and stuff, though. That'd be quite boring for one show. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Ian from Aberdeen, Scott.
Ian from Aberdeen, what is occurring?
Nothing much. Well, on Thursday I'm going to the darts.
On when you're going to the darts?
On Thursday night.
Okay.
And we get to make signs, and it's live in Sky Sports, and I thought we could put the quality.
Are you aware of the correct spelling? Do you know the spelling?
Not a clue.
Right, okay, it's koala, as in animal.
Yeah.
And then T. T-Y.
Oh, simple.
K-O-A-L-A-T-Y.
That's it.
All right.
What darts is this, please?
It's the Premier League darts on Sky Sports.
Oh, yes.
Live?
Yes, so I can spread it worldwide.
Yes, how many signs, please?
We're just going to do one?
Well, with a group of friends, I made about 10, so I can get them.
Oh.
That's at least two signs, right?
Yeah.
Two or three? Could you push it to three?
He's not getting paid for this.
I'm just trying to get the 10,000 up.
I'd like some commission for this, please.
Well,
yeah.
No, that's not going to happen. Okay.
Just one's fine.
Three, okay, one sign then at Sky Sports on Thursday night, yeah?
Yeah.
And where is this being held? Aberdeen?
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, we'll look out for you.
Love you.
Quality.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello?
Hello, Scott, it's Jess.
Hey, Jess, where are you?
I'm in my room in Tuba.
Okay, how can I help you?
I was just thinking, with your like definition thing, my friend just sent me a text saying like my media works with poor koality, so does that count?
Doesn't that count? So who is your friend?
My friend Kira.
Kira sent you a text saying that her work is of poor koality.
Yeah.
Was it spelt correctly, as in koala and then T-Y?
Yep.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, the march to 10,000 continues. Thank you very much, that helps.
Okay, thank you.
Love your work.
Bye.
Bye. Also, we just noticed Sean Paul is on board.
Certified quality.
Yes! It's right there in that track with Beyonce, Baby Boy. Certified quality. Nice one, Sean.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's occurring?
Oh, Katie from North Wales has been on saying, I've been watching them getting ready in the Vinyl Estate in Bangor for the past week. They're sorting out the fields and resurfacing the roads. Wow! Thanks, North Wales. Okay, let's play Wednesday's Oh, What's Occurring? Our reigning champ is a person called Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Scott.
Anything exciting going on?
Went to a pub quiz last night. That was quite fun.
Did you win?
No, we did very badly.
Was it just music or one of those general knowledge ones?
General knowledge. There was four rounds, all rounds that I'm not particularly good with.
Yeah, I've got a quiz to go to tomorrow night. I'm not fancying my chances, to be honest.
Have you got a good quiz name?
I was going to say, what was your quiz name? Don't say it if it's rude.
It was a Futurama quote. It wasn't weird. Or it wasn't rude, sorry.
And?
Brannigan's laws like Brannigan's love. Hard and fast.
I think you have to watch the show.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of the crisps. Are they still on?
Okay, let's play the game then. Becky's back today. Let's see how you do against her.
Oh, what's occurring?
Mark, question for you. If you were a superhero, what would you be called?
I don't know. Attack Man.
Attack Man?
Yes, that sounds quite scary for the criminals.
Okay, have you ever attacked anybody?
Not any criminals.
Right, okay. Becky, what would you be called?
Cheesy lover or something.
Cheesy lover?
When would...
I like the fact that I love cheese.
You have to romance the criminals with cheese.
Why? Since when were superheroes called things like cheesy lover?
You could lure them in with camembert and then they just get...
Is that your power?
I don't know.
Why rob some banks when you can have this brie? Yeah.
That's right. I'll just lure you in with my camembert.
You just asked me on the spot and I was... I don't know.
Okay, I'll warn you next time so you can come up with a better answer.
I know, yeah. That's embarrassing. Can I go now?
Look, we went onto Stupid Street and we asked them, if they were a superhero, what would their name be? It's one of those random ones, so I will give you a point if any of you can guess any of the superhero names that are in there from Stupid Street. We'll start with Mark.
I'm going to say Power Brian.
Okay, Mark says Power Brian.
Cheesy lover. And...
No, one guess.
Sausage surprise.
I don't think you're quite getting this, are you?
Well, he'd be amazing.
They're normally called something girl or something man.
Big boy.
Sausage surprise.
Sausage surprise.
Sausage man.
Sausage man.
Okay.
Sausage dog.
Just go with that. Let's find out.
Oh.
We went onto Stupid Street and we asked them if they were a superhero, what would their name be?
If you could be a brand new superhero, what would your name be?
I'd just be called Mr. Wings, I guess.
Mr. Wings.
Mr. Guns and Wings, I guess. Strong wing man.
Can I tell you what my powers would be?
Yeah.
The power to undress you with my eyes. Yeah.
Which would make
Captain...
Mr. Pervo.
Captain Pervo, yeah.
If you could be a brand new superhero, what would you be called?
Miss Elastic.
Combat Wombat.
I guess I'd be see-through girl.
Football. You wouldn't have a name. You don't need names. You'd have to be anonymous. That's a good name, actually.
Mr. Anonymous.
That's crap. Sorry, it's not a very good name, actually. No.
I'm a super barman.
So oh, would you be name? Called super barman?
No. Yes.
I don't know, I can't really think about this. You've got to think about this for some time. You can't just simply, just pull it out of the hat. You've got to be, got to reflect on it for perhaps several weeks.
I'll be like the best basketballer. So super fly basketballer. girl.
Yes. And I'd have all the nicest shoes you could ever think of. Okay. So when I fly over, you'd be like, oh, look at her shoes.
You know, do I have a... No. No, you know. Yeah. I just, you know. That's it.
Okay. Brilliant.
Thanks.
Mr. Anonymous, we think.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. What a bunch of superheroes they are. Was one of those Boris Johnson?
I wouldn't have a name. You don't need names. You have to be anonymous. That's a good name, actually.
Mr. Anonymous.
That's crap. Sorry, it's not a very good name, actually, no.
Bojo or just generic posh person?
I wouldn't have a name. You don't need names. You have to be anonymous.
Yeah, I like this one.
And I'd have all the nicest shoes you could ever think of. Okay. So when I fly over, you'd be like, oh, look at her shoes.
Yeah. Superfly basketball girl. Here's your favourite one, though. All for you, Becky, all for you.
Can I tell you what my powers would be?
Yeah?
The power to undress you with my eyes.
Captain Pervo.
You thought Cheesy Lover was bad, he's worse. Combat Wombat was my favourite.
Yeah. Power Brian or Sausage Surprise Sausage Man Dog weren't in there. So no point, Sozo.
Oh, what's occurring?
Next. You know Ron Weasley, he's in Harry Potter. He was a guest on that Justin Lee Collins show, Good Times, it's called, and it's on Five. Seen that?
No, I haven't actually.
It's a chat show. Have you seen it, Mark?
No, I've not seen it.
Oh, I saw a bit last night and they were getting people to dance for girls and stuff. It was a bit weird.
Oh, I have seen a clip where it was a girl and some guy had to come out and dance for her. I didn't quite understand that bit.
That's the only bit I've seen also.
Did they win a date with them or something?
I think so. And they have guests on and stuff. Justin Lee Collins interviewed Rupert Grint. Wasn't the most informative of interviews, if I'm honest, but then who am I to talk about informative interviews? Who am I to judge on those? Justin was doing most of the talking. So, question for you. In the JLC interview with Rupert Grint, how many times did Rupert just say, yeah, Becky?
17.
17 years from Ron. Mark?
15 years.
15 years. Let's find out. Here's Rupert Grint with JLC.
In the new film, you've got your first love scene. Is it your first love scene?
Yeah.
But you're trying to get her bra off.
Oh, yeah.
And you're taking quite a while over it.
I
was told that you've got an ice cream van.
Yeah.
Have you?
I do, yeah.
By James Nesbitt.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And this is original?
It's
Can I have a ride?
Yeah.
I'd love to have a lift.
Yeah. Yeah.
You haven't got, like, a hovercraft?
Yes.
You've got a hovercraft?
Yeah.
And do you?
I do, yeah.
What, on the weekends?
Yeah.
You hop on your hovercraft?
Yeah.
I would imagine it was with the first Harry Potter, was it?
Yeah.
Right, you want to do this for real?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got enough practice?
Ready, yep.
Have you loosened up your arm?
Yeah.
There's a lot of yeahs in there. 22, in fact, which means that Becky gets the point for going higher. Yeah.
What's occurring?
Okay. It's another round of our magazine headlines true or false game, which I like a lot. Did it yesterday. So we've got a selection of those strange headlines from those true life story and gossip magazines. You just got to tell me, there's 10 of them. Are they real headlines from those magazines or have we made them up? Ready, Mark?
I'm ready.
Okay, Becky?
Yeah.
Let's go! Here's your first headline. Is this one made up, or has this been in one of those magazines with the brilliant stories in?
My baby made me see the dead.
My baby made me see the dead. Mark?
No real.
Becky?
False.
Both wrong. That one was an actual headline. No points. Next.
Drinking tea makes me communicate with dogs.
True.
True.
Both wrong, false, no points. Drinking tea. Okay, good. Next.
Our gran is proud that we're cool girls.
As you would be. Mark.
False.
Becky.
True.
Bing. Correcty. Becky get correctly. Gets correcty. A point. Correcty. Gets a point. Our gran is proud that we're cool girls was one of those.
I think I read that one.
Yeah, I think I did. Next.
Bridesmaid. My ex-husband is now my stepfather.
Mark.
True.
False, I'm saying, because I can't even work out how that works.
My ex-husband is now my stepfather is false. Go on, Becky.
Yes.
Is this a real headline from one of those magazines, or is it just made up?
Every time my mobile vibrates in my pocket, I wet myself.
True.
Mark.
True.
It is false. We just made it up. It's a good one, though.
That would have been brilliant.
If any of those magazines are listening, just find someone that wets themselves when their mobile vibrates. That's, good luck with that. Next.
I went from grandpa to grandma at 64.
Grandpa to grandma at 64, Mark.
True.
Becky.
False.
Mark gets the point.
Yeah.
That's a true one. Next.
I make 60 grand a year tap dancing at funerals.
Becky.
True.
Mark.
Lighten the mood. False.
You're saying true, Becky?
Yeah.
Mark gets the point. That was made up. Next.
Boy raised by dolphins tries clothes for the first time.
So that's a boy that was raised by dolphins putting on clothes for the very first time ever because he was raised by dolphins. Mark.
False.
Becky.
True.
Mark gets the point. Made it up.
Oh.
How can you be raised by dolphins?
We have boys that are raised by, like, wolves and stuff.
Even not a dolphin.
We could just...
No,
he could
think
teach
about
you how to speak dolphin.
What?
He could teach you how to speak dolphin.
No.
He might have just spent loads of time at a water park, like in Florida and stuff.
Let's move on. Real or made up?
Saved by the bell. Bell ringing cleared my acne.
So that's someone that had acne, then they rang some bells and it cleared it. Amazing.
That's true. I reckon that's true.
Mark?
True.
Both wrong. It was false. Made it up. Good one, though. Next.
I breastfed my dad to save his life.
No!
Okay, so...
That's just nasty.
Okay, so Becky, I breastfed my dad to save his life. True or false?
True.
Hmm?
It's true, is it?
Mark?
False.
Becky gets the point. That was a true. That was a real one. Okay, I am counting up the scores. Mark.
Yeah.
It's off.
Oh, the dream ended.
You were continuing the dream for ages.
I was.
And now your dream has turned into a nightmare.
I don't know how I survived, Scott.
Right, well, it's been lovely having you on.
It's been lovely to be on, Scott.
And I'm sorry that you lost 1 point in it today. There is
you
not...
that, Becky?
Yeah.
I'm just seeing some of these headlines that are coming in that people say are real. There is not one called I Was So Fat I Nearly Drowned a Dolphin.
They don't have to be dolphin-related.
No. Anyway, Mark, have a nice rest of your life.
Thank you very much.
It's brilliant to speak to you on Know What's Occurring. You were a laugh. And if you could just now hand back your shoes.
Here my shoes go back to Andrew Lloyd Webber.
It's time to hand back your shoes. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go over there.
Okay, thank you for your shoes. And now if you could just float off on your really rubbish moon.
Here I go.
Okay,
I'm
bye.
Up on the moon.
Say it one more time.
Continuing the dream.
Oh.
Hi.
What's occurring?
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
The plans for the I Boffed Kesha t-shirts still ongoing.
Did you see the one that's been sent in upstairs?
Is that from a guy called Andy? I think it is.
Oh, I don't know.
Andy, thank you. If you sent the white t-shirt in with the black lettering of I Boffed Kesha...
Well, does it say I Boffed Kesha?
No, it says I Bossed Kesha because he's used the dollar signs... As no, the pound signs, is it? For
no,
boffed.
Dollars.
Dollar signs, yeah. Sorry, for boffed. So it's just like I bossed Kesha, which is not the same. We need to use kind of like pound signs, but with the bottom bit taken off to look like boffed.
So just Fs.
Just Fs, yeah, but it goes with the dollar sign in Kesha if you have pound signs with the bottom taken off.
Well, it doesn't, because it just looks like an F if you take the bottom off.
Right, I'm working on it, all right?
Why don't you just write F?
See, we didn't have this problem yesterday when you were like, why don't you just do that? Why don't you just do that? The plans were flowing freely.
You should be pleased that I've come back so you don't put an order in and make a mistake.
Yeah. Anyway, I want the whole front row at Radio 1's big weekend in Bangor to be wearing I boffed Kesha t-shirts. That's my plan. I don't know if it's going to happen. I've only got a few weeks, but...
Oh, actually, I've just drawn it out. It doesn't look too bad with the pound sign.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
As long as they've only got one line across the middle, not two, like some people would do.
Thank you very much. I got so excited last night watching Shameless on TV.
Right. I had to watch an episode of that the other week for work, and I was like, at one bit of it.
Yeah, there's some remarkable things on there.
I've never watched it before.
You've never seen Shameless?
No, a lot of people say I'd really like it, but I just can't get into it. That I saw at work.
I know, there I was last night watching Shameless, and a duvet that I used to have about 2 years ago was starring in the show for quite a few minutes, actually.
Which one was that? The leather one?
No, I don't have a leather... See, I told you not to say that on the air.
Why are you embarrassed about your leather one?
Because I don't have a leather one. And I was like, you said, shall I say the leather one? And I was like, no, don't say that, because it's just... I don't have a leather one. No, because I don't have one. And then you go and say it. Oh, is it the leather one?
You've only got a leather throw, haven't you?
I don't have any throws anymore.
Leather fitted sheet is so wrong.
I've told you about that before.
Is it
the leather one?
Your silk and satin combo was on...
No, it was just a kind of grey duvet that I think I got from IKEA. Other shops selling duvets are available.
Do they have your valance as well?
No, I didn't see that. It's funny enough, they didn't do a close-up on the valance. They just show the duvet. But it was on in one of the saucier scenes for quite a while.
Did that make you like, yes?
I got a little tingle of excitement. I was like, yes. A little wave of like, I've had that duvet bit.
Good.
And then a girl called Karen tweeted me saying that her wallpaper was once on one of those home makeover shows, the one in her lounge wallpaper, before they made over the room, and was described as horrible by the people making the makeover. She changed it after that.
That's really sad.
It is cool, though. It's like when, if somebody gets killed on EastEnders using an ashtray, and you get a wave of excitement. Yes, I've got that same ashtray in my house. Brilliant.
Ellie and Farnham's lampshade has been on Home and Away.
See? It's such a good feeling. Who's with me on this? You've seen something you've got in your house, you're like, oh, there it is on TV. I had the duvet covers and pillowcase set from Big Brother 2 once. I didn't copy it off the TV.
Did you get them at auction after the show had ended?
No, they were clean.
I just got sent in by the Big Brother maker. Stayed in. Gus?
As slept in by Federico.
How much did you pay for that?
And then, double bonus, my duvet is on Shameless, and then later on Sky News, my hometown of Eastleigh in Hampshire, was on, top story on Sky News. If my mum was there, I would have done what I used to do when I lived with my mum. Mum! Eastleigh's on TV! But she wasn't, so I just thought it to myself.
Does it not get on TV much, Eastleigh?
Not really, it doesn't get the recognition it deserves.
I can tell by your excitement.
Never on TV. When your hometown is on TV, you get the same wave that you get when one of your home items is on TV.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got a little wave of excitement last night when my duvet starred in Shameless. Starred in.
Wasn't your actual duvet, was it?
It was a duvet cover that I had about 2 years ago. I think I've still got it somewhere. And after it appeared on Shameless last night, I might dig it back out again and just put it back on. Hello? Hello?
Hello,
who's this?
It's Rach Middlesbrough.
All right, Rach, what's the cone?
That's fine, thank you. How are you?
Got something that was on TV?
I do, yes. The wallpaper that's on EastEnders that said Saeed loves Christian, I have the exact same wallpaper in my living room.
Bet you were so excited in that dramatic episode of EastEnders.
Exactly, it's only on one wall as well, so it's like a big feature statement wall.
So have you also painted on it Saeed loves Christian just to make...
make it look the same?
No. I'm tempted, but I'm also tempted to peel back the wallpaper. Maybe there's something behind it.
Yeah, it could be. I was going to say, maybe that's just part of the design, that all of them say Saeed loves Christian on. Did it come with it?
Well, it didn't come with it, but I'm tempted to put it on just to maybe annoy the parents.
Do it.
I only saw a bit of that episode. What was it? Was it just pen or crayon, or what did they put it on?
It was red paint, and it was huge, and a big love heart.
Do that tonight, then.
Do you dare me? Will I do it?
Yeah, take a picture and send.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's the same wallpaper. It's
your parents will love you for that.
Do you live with your parents?
I do live with my parents, yeah.
Oh, they won't mind.
Surely not. They're on holiday as well, so we'll never find out.
Hooray!
Okay. Right. Well, yeah, if you want to, it's up to you. Obviously, I'm not telling you to. It's up to you. You're your own person. And if you have any red paint, or just like a red marker pen would do.
Marker pen, right, okay.
Yeah. And then it'll look the same as your standard.
I might not make it as big, maybe just a little one, just to take a photo.
Okay, good.
And if they go really mad, Scott will pay for all the redecoration afterwards. So don't worry about that.
Love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Adam.
Hi.
You all right?
Yes, thank you.
What have you got, then?
I've got Dev's dressing gown from Coronation Street.
Oh, right, I was going to say Dev off Radio 1's dressing gown. No. You've got the same dressing gown as Dev off Coronation Street.
Yes, I have.
Okay. And you've still got this? It's not a use to have?
Still got it. Still use it.
Mm. Is it actual Dev's or...?
No, it's mine, but just matching.
Who had it first? Did you get it once you'd seen Dev in it?
No, I had it first.
Oh, right, so he copied you.
I think so, yes.
Right, wait, are you going to wear it tonight?
I will, just for you, Scott.
Do you pretend that you're Dev sometimes?
No.
No funny noises?
No. Better acted than that.
Adam, is this what you're like when you close the door of your flat at night? You in your dressing gown? Same noises as Dev. Does make some funny noises.
Much harder.
That's you, that is, Adam.
Definitely not me.
Love you!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.